With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is celebrating a huge legislative win. It's a victory that sets the cornerstone of his MAGA agenda.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right.
Mr. Trump tells an Iowa rally the bill includes the largest tax cut in American history and the largest spending cut in American history. The president adds there's more funding for border security. The legislation won final congressional approval on a House vote of 218 to 214. The president planning a bill signing ceremony today, Independence Day, at the White House. And a lot of Americans are somewhere else this weekend.
AAA is expecting a record number of people traveling for the July 4th holiday. Spokesperson Ayixa Diaz.
More than 72 million Americans are traveling domestically over this July 4th period, and this travel window began last weekend.
That's a record 61.5 million by vehicle, with gas prices the lowest they've been since 2021.
Correspondent Donna Warder. Russia continues to ramp up its attacks on Ukraine, firing more than 500 missiles and drones overnight, said to be the largest wartime assault on Ukraine so far. At least 23 people injured. Multiple residential buildings in the capital suffer damage. President Trump says he'll speak with Ukrainian President Zelensky today after talking with Russia's Putin yesterday. Los Angeles firefighters say a massive stockpile of fireworks triggered an earth-shattering explosion, setting several houses on fire in an L.A. neighborhood last night. One woman is in critical condition. Wall Street closed today in honor of the nation's birthday, the market taking a breather after climbing higher into record territory yesterday. This is SRN News. Evangelicals and feminists are cheering the Supreme Court.
Those two groups don't agree on much, but one thing they do agree on is that men have no place in women's sports. And so they are praising the justices for agreeing to consider the constitutionality of state laws that bar males from playing on female sports teams. The decision is likely to be rendered a year from now, and it may prove to be a watershed ruling in the ongoing battle over transgenderism in the United States and how it affects children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has struck down the state's 176-year-old abortion ban. The court's liberal majority ruled 4-3 that the ban is no longer valid because newer abortion restrictions replaced it. State lawmakers adopted the total ban in 1849. It was in effect until 1973 when the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nullified it and was never repealed. This is SRN News. A much-needed helping hand for the families of a pair of Idaho firefighters murdered while responding to a call.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for two firefighters killed in an ambush last Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a wildfire that was started intentionally. A third firefighter was critically injured. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. arrested in California. The feds say he will be deported to Mexico, where he'll face organized crime charges. The federal officials say he also allegedly overstayed a U.S. tourist visa and lied on a green card application. More details, SRNNews.com.